Hi, Lori here with another edition of Real English Conversations from BetterAtEnglish.com. This is my first podcast in a while because the computer I use for podcasting broke down a couple of weeks ago. Unfortunately, it's still broken, but today I managed to MacGyver enough hardware and software together to prepare some new podcasts for you. Since the previous podcast, several people have been kind enough to send donations to support Better at English. Thanks so much to Hiroyuki from Japan, Matteo and Antonio from Italy, Franz from Germany, and to Pietro, Patrick, Ted, and Mirko. I really appreciate your generosity. Donations from listeners are enormously helpful and encouraging, so if you'd like to donate, just follow the link in the sidebar at the website, www.betteratenglish.com. On the website, you'll also find the full transcript for this podcast, as well as the audio and transcripts of all previous Better at English listening podcasts. In today's conversation, Michael and I discuss how native speakers use fillers such as and mm-hmm in conversations, and how these fillers are not always the same in different cultures. This is the first part of a series of three. In parts 2 and 3, we go on to discuss some rather amusing pronunciation and vocabulary differences between British and American English. Here's part 1. Enjoy! I got some emails from people saying that they wanted to have more of the British English guy because they like hearing the difference between British and American English.
Oh, well, that's very kind of them. I'd be happy to oblige you.
Yeah, but there was also one guy, do you remember, when I transcribed all of the ums and ahs and
oh,
stuff
yes.
like that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's, I try not to do that too much, to say and r and like so many people do. It's something I'm very conscious of. So instead of doing that, I just tend to repeat what I just said instead.
You know, that's really hard to transcribe.
I'm really sorry about that, but it's something that I think I get from my father. He speaks that way. It's a family thing.
So you don't think it's just a British English thing?
I don't think so, but now that you've mentioned it, I'll start to listen out for things like that. You can be very conscious of the pauses, the gaps in a conversation, and people, I think, find that kind of awkward. As you're thinking of the next thing to say, it's better to be making some noise than just have a complete silence. So I think maybe that's why I do it. It's subconscious, really.
And what about, you know, I've had some of my students say that they think that it's really weird that if you're listening to a speaker, you make these little encouraging noises like,
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, do you know, I think that people tend to do that because it would be completely rude to interrupt somebody when they're in the middle of a sentence and saying, oh, yes, I agree. But you want to give the other person confirmation that you are agreeing and encouragement. And also, I think when you're on the telephone or using Skype or something like that, you want to let them know that you're actually still on the other end of the phone.
Right.
And
because
that you haven't lost the connection.
Some of my students have said that they think that that would be really annoying. You know, some of my Swedish students particularly.
Is that something that Swedish people don't do then when you're speaking to them on the phone?
They make this weird sound instead of No. Oh, right. They do this thing where they sort of suck in air. They go, oh!
Ah, yes, right. I've heard of this. Okay. Yeah, I think that they were gasping for air.
Yeah, and when I first moved to Sweden and I heard people like that on the phone when I couldn't hear the other end of the conversation, that's the sound that we make in where I'm from, in Southern California anyway. We make that, sound when we've heard something really horrible and surprising, like if you'd heard there'd just been a terrible accident, that's the sound you would make. So I was always thinking that, oh my God, what has happened? What has happened? And
well,
it turns out,
I think that would be the same for me if someone was just a sharp intake of breath, like when you take your car to the garage and you say, and they tell you how much it's going to cost to have your exhaust fixed.
Oh, funny.
You respond with, that's what you would do.
Exactly. It's funny you said garage. In the next podcast in this series, Michael and I talk about some funny pronunciation and vocabulary differences between British English and American English. Well, I think they're funny anyway. But then again, I don't watch TV, so I'm easily amused. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks again for your donations and supportive emails and comments. It makes my day to hear that Better at English is useful for your language learning. You can email me at info@betteratenglish.com or call the voicemail line at 1 for the USA 206-350-2283. Bye for now.